All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are diving deep into the Fountain of Youth.
Well, not exactly a Fountain of Youth.
Okay, fair enough.
But we are going to explore the secrets to feeling younger, not just looking younger.
That's right, that youthful energy and vibrancy, no matter what your age is.
Exactly. And we're talking real science here, all based on this book, Youthful Mindset, Youthful Body.
Okay, so this book, right off the bat, it kind of blew my mind a little bit, you know. We always talk about chronological age, how many years we've been on this planet. But the authors, they say, wait a minute, that's only part of the story.
It's true.
They dive into this whole concept of biological age, which is like, how old are our cells and bodies, really?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They say we have more control over that biological age than we think.
Way more. It's exciting, isn't it? It's not just about the birthday candles. It's about how we're really like experiencing life on a cellular level.
And that's where mindset comes in. They define a youthful mindset as being optimistic, adaptable, resilient, and curious. So picture this. You wake up every day and you're genuinely excited about life.
Yeah.
Eager to learn and grow, no matter how many years you've got under your belt. That's the energy we're talking about.
And it's not just some fluffy feel-good concept. They actually back it up with real stories.
Oh, I love that.
Like, they talk about this woman in her 70s decided to take up flamenco dancing and Italian lessons after retiring.
Wow.
She wasn't just passing time. She was, like, embracing these new challenges. And guess what? She said she felt more energized, mentally sharper than she had in years.
Flamenco dancing in your 70s, that's what I call living.
I know, right?
Okay, so we've got this powerful mindset piece, but what's actually happening behind the scenes, like at the cellular level, as we age?
Well, think of it this way. Every time our cells replicate, the little protective caps on the ends of our chromosomes, they're called telomeres.
Right.
They shorten a bit. It's like those little plastic tips on your shoelaces that keep them from fraying. Over time, those telomeres, they get shorter and shorter. And that's part of what contributes to aging.
Okay.
But, and here's the cool part, our lifestyle choices, like diet, stress, even how much we exercise, can actually impact how quickly those telomeres wear down.
So we're not just stuck on some pre-programmed aging track. We can actually make choices that protect those little chromosome guardians.
Yes, exactly.
And slow down the wear and tear.
Absolutely. And the book goes even deeper, explaining how things like free radicals, those pesky molecules that can damage our cells, they play a role in aging too.
Hmm. Interesting.
But don't worry. It's not all doom and gloom.
Okay.
They lay out some seriously empowering strategies to combat these age accelerating factors.
All right. So let's talk strategy. I'm all about action plans.
Me too. Let's do it.
Where do we start?
Well, food, big emphasis on what we eat.
Of course.
It's not just about satisfying our taste buds. It's about fueling our cells and impacting how we age. You know, they highlight this study where people who regularly ate turmeric, that bright yellow spice.
Turmeric.
Yeah, actually showed slower cognitive decline as they got older.
So turmeric is like a brain booster.
It seems that way.
So we're talking superfoods, antioxidants, all the good stuff.
Yes, vibrant fruits and veggies, healthy fats like in avocados, olive oil, and things like chia seeds, packed with fiber and omega-3s.
Got it.
And they even explore intermittent fasting, suggesting it might help with cellular repair and giving our metabolism a boost.
Fascinating.
It's all about those choices that nourish us from the inside out.
Okay, so diet is key, but we can't forget about moving our bodies. What about exercise and aging?
Oh, this is where it gets exciting. The book goes way beyond just saying exercise is good for you.
Okay.
They break down how physical activity impacts everything, from muscle tone and joint health to how our bodies function at a cellular level.
So it's not just about looking good, although, hey, that's a nice bonus.
Always a plus.
It's about feeling energized and keeping our bodies running smoothly from the inside out.
Exactly. They share stories of people in their 70s and 80s still running marathons, hiking mountains, defying all those stereotypes about aging.
That's amazing.
It's about finding activities you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing, swimming, or just taking a brisk walk in nature. The point is to move your body regularly and reap the benefits.
So we've covered mindset, the science of aging, fueling our bodies with the right foods and moving them in ways that feel good.
We have.
But I have a feeling there's more to this youthful living equation.
You're right. The book doesn't stop there.
I figured.
It goes on to explore some often overlooked factors that play a huge role in how we age. sleep, and stress.
Ooh, now we're getting to the good stuff.
And trust me, this is where things get really interesting. When we think about getting older, we often focus on those visible signs like wrinkles and gray hair, maybe a little less energy.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
But this book, it goes deeper. It looks at those things that are kind of silently impacting how we age. And the big ones, sleep and stress.
I knew you were going to say that, and I've definitely felt the effects of both. I mean, a good night's sleep, it could
Oh,
change everything. And
totally.
stress, well, stress just makes everything harder.
It really does. And this book, it doesn't just skim the surface.
Okay.
It goes into the science of why sleep and stress are so important for keeping that youthful energy.
So tell me more.
Like, they explain that when you're not getting enough sleep, your body produces more of that hormone,
Well, first of
cortisol.
all, that's the stress hormone, right?
Yes, exactly. So basically, lack of sleep is like adding fuel to that stress fire.
And it's all happening at a hormonal level. Wow.
And it's not just about feeling tired. They explain that not getting enough sleep can impact everything, from our skin to our metabolism.
Really?
They even talk about studies showing that people who consistently get less than 7 hours of sleep
Oh no.
more are likely to experience cognitive decline as they age.
Okay, I'm definitely going to prioritize sleep after this.
Good, it's so important.
What about stress? I mean, we all experience stress. It's part of life.
It is, but it's that chronic stress that's the real problem when it comes to aging.
I see.
The book explains how constantly being in that fight or flight mode
Yeah.
leads to inflammation throughout the body, which can damage our cells over time.
So it's like our bodies are always on high alert.
Exactly, and that takes a toll.
But what can we do about it? Life is full of stressful things.
You're right, and the book doesn't say we can just eliminate all stress.
Right.
It's more about building resilience, finding ways to manage that stress,
Okay.
things like mindfulness, deep breathing, spending time in nature, anything that helps us hit the pause button.
So it's about finding what works for you.
Yeah, a yoga class, a walk in the park, even just a few minutes of quiet time to focus on your breath.
Little moments of calm.
Exactly. And here's another interesting point they make. Social connections.
Oh, I love that.
Really important as a buffer against stress.
We are social creatures. It's easy to let those connections slip away.
It is. And it's not about having tons of friends. It's about those meaningful connections, feeling like you belong.
I get it.
Having people you can count on, they highlight studies showing people with strong social support systems tend to live longer, healthier lives.
It's like having a built-in stress reliever.
Exactly, and a source of joy.
So nurturing those close friendships, being active in our communities, maybe joining groups we're interested in.
Exactly, making an effort to connect, whether it's through activities, conversations, or just offering a helping hand.
I like that.
And speaking of engaging with life, the book also talks about lifelong learning.
Oh, this is one of my favorite topics. I think our brains need that challenge.
They do, and the book has some fascinating research on this.
Wait, tell me.
They explain how engaging in new things, learning new skills, keeps our brains sharp.
It's like we're designed to keep learning.
We are. They even mention a study where older adults who learned a new language showed
Wow.
improvements in their memory and attention.
So it's not just about feeling mentally sharper, it's about protecting our brains as we age.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be formal classes. It's about being curious, staying engaged.
I like that.
Take up a hobby, join a book club, learn something new every day, keep your mind active.
And I bet this all ties back to that youthful mindset we were talking about.
It absolutely does. Always learning, growing, adapting. That's a youthful mindset.
That makes sense.
And that brings us to another fascinating topic, taking care of our skin as we age.
Okay, I was wondering when we'd get to the beauty part.
It's all connected, right? Looking and feeling our best.
Exactly.
And the book has a really refreshing perspective on this.
Oh, good.
It's not about chasing some impossible ideal of youth.
Right.
It's about understanding how our skin ages and making choices to support its health and vitality.
Nourishing our skin from the inside out.
Exactly. They emphasize a diet full of antioxidants and healthy fats, staying hydrated.
Okay.
And they also talk about sun damage and the role of collagen.
I was going to ask about that, and I'm sure they have tips for a good skincare routine.
Oh, absolutely. Finding products that work for you, protecting your skin from the sun, natural remedies like aloe vera or green tea.
So it's about combining healthy habits with the right products.
It is taking a holistic approach to skincare.
I like that.
And, one of the most empowering things about this book is its emphasis on the power of habit.
Oh, yes. Small changes, big results.
They break down the science behind it, why it's so important to be patient, focus on building routines.
Instead of trying to change everything overnight.
Right, and they give tips for setting realistic goals, tracking your progress, celebrating those small wins.
So it's about making those positive changes gradually.
Yes, building momentum over time, creating a lifestyle that supports our well-being.
I love that.
And it's never too late to start. The book really emphasizes that we have the power to shape how we age.
Regardless of where we're starting from.
Exactly. It's about taking ownership of our health and well-being.
Not fearing aging.
Yes, embracing it as a natural part of life.
That's the essence of useful living.
You got it.
As we wrap up this deep dive into youthful mindset, youthful body, I keep thinking about how empowering this book is. It's not about turning back time or denying that we age.
It's about understanding that we have more control over how we age than we think.
Yeah, and it's about seeing aging as a journey, not a decline, like a journey of growth and being full of life.
Exactly, and one of the big things they talk about is the difference between lifespan and health span.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not just about living a long time, but about living well for longer.
That's it. Extending those years, we live in good health so we can really enjoy life.
Imagine being in your 70s, 80s, or even 90s and still feeling great, energetic, and engaged with everything.
That's the goal, right. And this book gives us the tools to get there.
It's not a magic pill or anything.
No, it's about the choices we make and building habits that help us be well.
So being proactive about aging instead of just letting it happen.
Exactly. Understanding that we can shape our own experience.
One of the most interesting things for me was the focus on mindset.
Yeah, the book really emphasizes how our thoughts and beliefs can influence how we age.
Like that saying, you're only as old as you feel, but they actually have science to back it up.
A positive outlook can make a real difference for both our physical and mental health.
And it's never too late to start thinking that way.
Never. And the book has a lot of practical ideas on how to do that.
Like nurturing our friendships and always learning something new. So many ways to keep our minds young.
Yeah, keep being curious, trying new things, challenging ourselves to grow.
And we can't forget about taking care of our physical health, too.
Right. The book talks about how important nutrition, exercise, sleep, and managing stress are for staying youthful.
So it's about nourishing our bodies in every way.
And finding that balance, taking care of both our minds and bodies to live a life that's full of good things.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive. We've covered so much. The science of aging, the power of mindset, nutrition, exercise, even things like sleep and stress and having good connections with people.
It's really been a look at everything, and I hope our listeners are excited to take some of these ideas and use them in their own lives.
And remember, it's never too late to start. No matter your age, you have the power to live a life full of energy, purpose, and joy.
So keep learning, keep exploring, and keep embracing life with that youthful energy.
And until next time, keep diving deep, everybody.